A community radio station in Berkshire County has found a new home. February 1st, WBCR signed a lease on a new studio in downtown Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The low-power FM station, also known as the Berkshire Community Radio Alliance, will enjoy a major visibility upgrade from a basement to the main strip of the Southern Berkshire's largest community. Operations Committee member Judy Eddy spoke to WAMC about the station's history and what it hopes to do with its new home.
The radio station was founded in, started airing shows in 2005, and it went quickly from 20 shows to about 90 locally produced shows. The station thrived for a number of years, and then we had, a little bit of a slowdown there and had to give up the actual live studio just because of financial concerns. However, the station has been airing continuously since its founding, 24/7. And so we are re-energizing the station, and we decided that having a location that was more visible than kind of our basement studio that was hidden away in Great Barrington and people didn't really see us, that having a Main Street presence was essential to a thriving community radio station. So that was the goal, and it's been achieved.
So what went into achieving that? How did this come together where you finally have this, flagship location from which to broadcast?
Well, we've had some incredibly devoted volunteers who have continued to keep the radio station on the air 24/7, keep the equipment going, some great streaming music, and one or two locally produced programs have continued to broadcast, and we also have had Democracy Now! In both English and Spanish continuing throughout the years. So it's really been a core group of devoted community radio people who've kept the flame alive so that we could, come back bigger and better. And so that's kind of how it's happened, and we put out the word about a year ago that this was happening, and we started developing a business plan and searching for that prime location. So it took about a year to find a space that was both affordable and right in the center of Great Barrington.
You mentioned the local programming that the station will be airing.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about the local programming that we can expect to hear on the radio station?
Well, it's pretty amazing. We already have 59 show applications that have been submitted through the website at berkshireradio.org. There's a big button right there. Anyone is welcome who is, more or less a local resident. That is part of our mission, is to get local voices on the air. And so it's an incredible diversity like it was before. We have, literally every genre of music that you can imagine. We have talk shows, interview shows. We're going to have a show where it helps you fall asleep. We have, environmental shows. We have women's programming, children's programming, youth programming. It's pretty amazing, the shows that are slated to be broadcast, and we can't wait to announce them.
So with a signed lease for a new headquarters, what's next?
What's next is fundraising, always fundraising. So we're actually having a launch event at the Barn in Egremont on February 28th. So that's going to kind of kick off not only our, public announcement of what's happening and celebrating the fact that we got this studio, but also to launch a Kickstarter that will begin then and run for 30 days. So there's that. And then we will, since we now have access to the space, we will be starting to plan the build-out of, the soundproof studios and other components of the station. We have all the original equipment that we had before. We still have our board and, the mics and everything like that. So we just basically need to build out the soundproof space, which will be visible from Main Street through the glass. So that'll be kind of cool.